This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Silicon Valley has changed everyday life for Americans and for people around the world. Entrepreneurs there are smart and creative, good at innovation, disrupting old business models. That should make them well-equipped to solve world poverty, too, right? Well, Charles Kenny questions that premise in a piece he co-wrote for Foreign Policy magazine. Charles Kenny, it's good to have you with us.
It's good to be on.
Charles, the title of your piece is Can Silicon Valley Save the World? Can it?
No. It can help make the world a bit of a better place, though.
And tell me how.
Well, there's just a lot more to development than, you know, the latest whiz-bang app on your iPhone. It takes institutional change. It takes building infrastructure. It takes education. It takes, you know, changes in norms and behaviors. So there's a lot more to the story of development than just technology.
Give me a couple examples, if you would, of tools or technology that has been brought to the developing world that maybe didn't work out so well.
Well, in Peru, farmers were so annoyed that money was being spent on internet kiosks rather than irrigation programs, which is what they wanted, that they actually burnt down the internet kiosks. And across large parts of the developing world, we've seen very low usage rates of internet kiosks. Another one we mentioned in the article is the play pump, which sounded like a great idea.
This got a lot of press, I remember.
It did indeed. The idea was that you attached a carousel to a pump. You had kids running around on the carousel and playing away, and then that would pump up water from deep underground. Well, it turned out that in order to sort of meet the demands of a local community, kids would have to play on this pump 27 hours a day. And it is the kind of idea that has that appeal, right? It's kids playing and leading to development. And it's a lovely idea, but we've really got to test these ideas out on the ground really quite carefully in order to make sure they work properly.
It seems to me that failure has a different definition in the developing world when you're looking at changing or saving the world than it does, say, if you're making a fitness app or something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the costs of failure are higher, right? I mean, there's not very much money in the developing world, and we waste a lot of that money on ideas that sound really cool but actually make no difference. You know, the cost is lost lives. It's not just somebody with a less cool fitness app.
In Silicon Valley, do you think that people have as a goal changing the world, saving the world? Is that an explicit goal that people in Silicon Valley have?
I think we've seen some Silicon Valley entrepreneurs say very explicitly that they've made lots of money and they want to spend some of it on doing good, and they're going to save the world. And, I don't want to knock that. I just say there are better and worse ways of doing it. I mean, if you look at the sort of the Gates Foundation, as it might be, there's a tech entrepreneur who's actually been really quite careful to put his money in tested approaches, things like vaccines, where we know that you can really make a difference to lives and save millions of lives if you do it right. So, you know, there are good and bad ways to do this. And the hope, my hope is that more tech entrepreneurs take that can-do spirit and take their money and use it in effective ways to really make a difference.
Charles Kenny, he and Justin Sandifer co-wrote a piece for Foreign Policy magazine, Can Silicon Valley Save the World? Thanks, Charles.
Thanks very much for having me.